What's up, guys?
Oh, not
What's
much.
up?
What, long time no see?
Long time.
Welcome back, everyone. Another episode of Internet Frenzy. We had a good time last time. Worst of 2024. Those are some good stories. Who had the fake? Wasn't me.
Mine was so good. Everyone voted mine.
Oh, really?
As my story was the worst person of 2024.
Oh, who voted yours?
You? Oh, not you. Isaiah Marley said mine was... my person was the worst. You thought yours was
the worst. I thought you meant, like, the people.
I think that was one of my favorite episodes. I was dying. Like, there are some juicy stories. So definitely go to it. But who I think was the fake? Either Joe or Marley.
It was me.
Marley!
I know.
So crazy.
Yes, it was the mom that took the college fund to pay for the sister's wedding. Second wedding.
That is so dirty.
I'm so dirty. So glad yours was fake.
Literally.
Yeah, special place in you know where, if that was true. Yeah. For that lady. Well, this week's going to be fun too, hopefully. No, it's going to be sick. This week's episode is called The Petty Olympics. Who's going to bring the heat? For the most pettiest laps around the Olympic track.
Probably Whitney.
It's possible.
I feel like I've been starting us off a lot lately, and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
That's great. Let's do it.
Maybe you should go first.
I think I should.
No pretending.
Accidentally made my fiance depressed by faking my death for a prank, and I think she might be traumatized.
Weird.
Oh my gosh.
I am 25, just got engaged to my fiance F25 a few weeks ago, and my friends and I thought it would be funny to fake my death for a prank at a party. This party was a party at my friend's house and had 8 other people. We thought it would be funny to pretend I fell off the roof of the house and died, so my friend put on fake blood coming from my mouth, ears, and nose. He then threw a backpack full of books and dumbbells off to make a sound, as I was on the ground already laying down in the yard on concrete. My fiance was inside the house but near the yard entrance and heard the huge sound and fake yelling of my friends and came out to look, and I was laying down with fake blood on me and my friends were screaming, saying, "I'm dead." So my fiance started screaming and crying and shaking me. It goes on for about a minute and she's on top of me crying on me, and I get up and laugh. And she screams, but I think she was confused and she still thought I fell and hurt myself. And we tried to tell her, it's fake, but she kept thinking I actually hurt myself. She eventually calmed down a bit and told everyone we're leaving, and my fiance was in distress still, so I drove her home. She was crying in the car, asking me why I would do that, and I felt really bad for her. That night when we were sleeping, she woke up screaming because she had a nightmare. I died. Now she doesn't really get out of bed unless it's for work, and she doesn't like it when I leave her sight because she's worried something will happen to me. I think she's psychologically shocked or damaged, and I don't know how to help her. I wish I never did that stupid prank. I cry every night in the bathroom because she's suffering from my stupid mistake I thought would be funny. We are going to the therapist next week, but I don't know how to help her in the meantime. I just want her to be happy again.
You know what, though? Props to him for actually feeling bad.
Yeah.
Like, most guys, like, would just be like,
"You're being so,
so dramatic. Like, I'm okay. Like, it's just a prank."
All I can think about is what it must have sounded like for a backpack full of dumbbells and books to just clatter on the ground. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Like, the most awful noise in the world.
And then seeing your fiance just, like
blood's coming out of like everywhere, and she's like, I feel horrible for her.
I would be horrified.
That makes me sick.
Yeah.
That's so crazy to think. And it's like, oh, this would be funny.
He's 25. That's like something you do in high school.
Yeah. Old enough to know better.
Definitely.
Yeah. Like, she's just going to be waking up having nightmares for the next however long of the dead guy that she dated at one point. Like, he's just mangled on the ground.
I feel like this story gives me like PTSD, not because you've ever done a prank like this before, but
oh no,
this is actually Joe.
Yeah, like yeah,
these are all real stories about our spouses.
This one obviously was not as like intense as like faking your death, but I was pranked by my friends where we were camping and they put a fake, like it looked real, a rattlesnake, like it looked like a real rattlesnake, and they put it in my tent, but like right at the edge, so like when you open your tent you would see it because it was right there. The husband, put it right there on like the inside of the tent on the edge.
So think right inside the zipper.
Yeah.
Like this, it's like, it's just in there. So like, and the tent is angled.
Wait, so it's when you're coming out or coming
no,
in?
No, on the inside of the tent.
Yeah, because I wasn't inside.
So the opening is here slanted and it's like at the base.
It wasn't here. Like supposed to be hidden under the base, but yeah, it was close enough to the front that it was like a little bit, like you wouldn't have seen the whole thing right away.
Going in, yeah. But like once you're in.
I don't think he thought I was going to go all the way in. He didn't. Like it wasn't this like malicious, like mean thing. He really thought I would, me or him, right? Because you didn't really know about it at that point, or did you?
No, I only knew about it after it was in and you were like walking in.
Yeah, so Joe didn't even know. So it was either gonna be me or Joe opening it. So it wasn't like he was like, I'm gonna prank her. Right. It was like whoever gets it. Well, it was me, lucky me. And I go into the tent, don't see it, close my tent, and I go in there to like get dressed to change. And I'm standing there and all of a sudden I see it and it's so close to me at that point. And I'm like, and I jump back. And he was literally filming it at this point. So like I have a whole video of it. And I just full on panic attack. Joe, there's a rattlesnake. And like just, I've never literally been so scared in my life.
Oh, that's scary.
I was stuck in a tent with a rattlesnake. I thought I was gonna die. Like I literally was thinking, save yourself. Run like for yeah. Like them, like guys, save yourself, no. Don't she's come like, in
the tent.
Yeah, no, I literally did that, didn't even cross my mind.
Just like
I thought poison. I was going to die in the tent and there was no way out. Yeah, I literally was like, Joel was like, babe, like what? I was like, don't come in here, no, save yourself. Literally, I was horrified, like I was on the edge of the tent and like. Literally, the thing wasn't moving.
He didn't say anything?
No rattle.
No one said anything to me.
This whole explanation is like panicking. 10 times longer than the whole thing lasted. It doesn't take very long. It's like she's in there, starts freaking out, the tears come, and I'm like, babe, like, are you okay? She's like, don't come in here, it'll get you. And I was like,
it was right on the zipper, right there.
Yeah, it was literally right in there. And so, yeah, she was emo. I think I even got a little emo. I felt so bad.
Yeah, because I it was like embarrassing, especially because like,
right,
it was like a full on panic attack, but it was just like a joke. But I didn't know.
Yeah.
And it truly like emotionally like, oh, my nervous system for a while.
You were shook.
Shook. Like. Mm-hmm. And it was like 6 months later, 8 months later, whatever. I was pregnant at that point. And he thought it would be funny to prank me again with the same stupid snake. Yeah, this one didn't go as well. I was not much of a trooper or like funny yet. Because the first joke, I was kind of like, oh my gosh, like that got me, wiped my tears. And like, I was like, just trying to play it off like everything's fine.
Right.
Second time, I couldn't stop crying.
Oh.
We were doing a game night and he like, put it right next to me or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, right. Saw it. And it was like so stupid. Like it wasn't anything mean or anything, but
right.
I was pregnant as well. And it like PTSD, like
right.
Don't freaking do the same prank again on me, bro.
Right.
Anyways, and I remember I just literally couldn't stop crying the rest of the game night.
I know. Every time I'd look at you, I'd be like trying to check in on you and it would just make you cry more. And I was just like, what do I do?
Yeah. And the husband was like, do you guys just want to go? And I'm like, that makes it even worse. Yeah, like, she stopped talking. Let me cry. You pranked me. Now leave me alone.
Pregnant.
Yeah. But at that time of the pregnancy, it was like there was every single thing kind of had the same reaction.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that was worse. But like, I don't know if you remember that you had the waterworks for like 3 weeks of just like, no matter what, yeah, the tears were coming out, and it was like, you know, so anything.
I don't really block it all out.
I recall vividly.
Oh, well, anyway, so this story kind of just gives me a little bit of PTSD because obviously the faking your own death to your fiance, that is way more extreme.
That's sad.
Like, do it to a friend. Like, do it to a bro.
Yeah, dude, that's yeah. Like, you not do it to your the freaking, dudes.
Not the woman you're marrying.
Yeah, was the friend, do you think the friend group was like a, just a bunch of bros or do you think yes. there were some girls?
Frat boys.
That's,
stupid idiots. It was idiots.
Probably four girls, four boys. And the four boys were like, yo, let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's pull a fast one on her. We're going to pretend like you die.
That's so terrible.
That's so stupid. That's such a good idea. Oh, it's bad.
And it's sad because she's like really messed up about it. And I.
Well, who wouldn't be?
But he feels bad, which that is would, awesome.
He feels bad. He cries and they're going to therapy.
Yeah. So
that's but good.
Here's Kate. You guys know how traumatizing that is to see like. The mangled something.
Yeah.
I drove past a car accident one time where like there was somebody that got jacked up from the car accident that was in the median.
Wait, I was you with were you.
With me. Oh, that's weird. Yeah, bro.
She was messed up.
I was
that.
Like, she was messed up. How long was I shook?
Dude, he literally for like 30 minutes was just. She was dying? Like 30.
I was like, there's no way that she was alive.
He
still.
Was silent for so long, and then all of a sudden he goes. Do you think she died?
It's so true.
I knew it shook him up, but I was just like, nah, dude. Like,
nah, she's
chill. She's fine. Yeah, nothing happened. Oh, there was another car. So her car was like destroyed and in the middle. There was a car upside down in the median, like smashed down. So it was a bad accident.
But I think the guy that was in the upside down car was, they were out of the car.
See, I just don't know. All I know is when we drove by, same thing. Blood on this lady's face. She had these wide eyes.
Oh, yeah.
She just looked like she just didn't know where she was. She was like.
And just like sprawled on the ground. Oh. I think my brain played tricks on me because I thought her torso was like twisted. But it was like bad.
She was sitting like this. Like she, you know how like people like have one leg. You know when you're stretching and you have a leg like this?
Yes.
And then you go like okay, that?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
So she was just sitting like that. She was sitting on the ground like that. Like she was just like.
One, there was like, and this was the opposite direction to Tennessee. So I am mobbing in the Tesla. I'm driving so fast the whole way.
Driving the speed limit.
No, but within reason. Like I cook on road trips. Like I'm deliberate. We passed that thing, dude. And do you remember? I literally, I'm like, I got in the right lane and semis are passing me and I'm a shell of myself. Just like, just so messed up.
It was so crazy.
Anyway.
Wow. Lots of anxiety-inducing things on that trip. You started it out with...
Yeah, I started out
with... The panic attack and end it with the dead woman.
She wasn't dead. She was fine. She would have been fine.
No, and here's the thing. Really, though, traumatizing trip for sure. The flight from Atlanta back to Phoenix was so... Bro, it was so turbulent that they didn't offer drinks until 20 minutes until the flight ended. They couldn't move the carts.
We couldn't get drinks. Remember that? We were the last people to get drinks, and we were so pissed.
I was bent.
Cup of water.
I needed water.
Oh, no,
I needed
ginger ale. That was like life-saving ginger ale.
I bet it tasted so good.
It was pretty good.
It quenched my thirst, and it was soda.
This one comes from Am I the Devil? Naturally. It was originally posted to Ask Men Advice, which is very relevant.
Oh, that is a terrible subreddit.
Ask Men Advice.
I hate it already.
OP didn't want to hear the girl's thoughts on this. That's my preface. Am I the asshole for refusing to carry my girlfriend's luggage that she overpacked with unnecessary things? This is a...
Of course he asked the men.
The petty Olympics. Yeah, exactly. He doesn't want to hear from the women.
Yeah.
Managed to book a short weekend trip to the countryside that was on a massive sale with the holidays being over. Long story short, my girlfriend packed like she was moving to another country and expected me to carry it to the car, out of the car, and into the place where we'll be staying until Monday evening. Each time, I reminded her that I had told her not to pack so much since we wouldn't need it all. She never listened and proceeded to pack whatever she wanted. Now she's sulking and refusing to talk. My way of thinking is that if she packed it, she carries it. That is the entire post.
Wow.
So,
what girl doesn't overpack?
Let's just break this down. So, this guy books this vacation and he tells his girlfriend, don't overpack. She overpacks, so she's got a big old suitcase. And he's like, no. Into the airport, into the car, the Uber, wherever. He makes her carry her bag that's obviously very heavy all around on their little vacation.
That's valid.
He's like, nope. Oh, good. So you'd be one of the guys on Ask Men Advice being like, oh, yeah, duh, dude. Like, she has to carry it.
Of course.
What do you think?
So this is like, whether it's we're packing the car to go camping or like whatever, when it's like the princess stuff, I will be the first one to tell you, it could bother me, but I would be damn sure to not let it ruin a vacation.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if I told you, hey, don't overpack, I don't want to lug that thing everywhere for you. And then you're just like, take it, babe. Like, just get my bag. It's so heavy. I can't take it. I'd be like a little annoyed, but guess what? I'm picking it up and I'm putting it in the car. And I'm not going to be like, nah, you're on your own. Pick it up. Can you even pick it up? Go ahead.
I can't.
Yeah. I'd be like, sorry, I told you.
Does it not have wheels?
Well, so it does, but like, to put it in, take it into the hotel, like, yeah, just to do all the stuff. Like,
I feel like when I go on vacation with you, I'm taking my bag.
Absolutely 0% chance. Zero.
I meant just like rolling it around in the airport and stuff. Like picking up, putting in the car. Yeah, you're awesome and help me with that. But
well,
not carrying both suitcases through the airport.
Well, no, but first of all, nobody needs to know this. We have flown places together like twice. One was our honeymoon. There's so many good comments on this post that it's going to be hard to pick which ones I want to read. The first one is, if 90 sitcoms taught me anything, you move them and unapologetically make fun of her for it. I thought it was like so fitting. Think of like Friends or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, you're like, I told you not to pack everything. Like you never blah, 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 like make fun of you and then you just move it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, yeah, you deserve to get some grief, but you still do the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's every woman that exists overpacks. My wife packs like we're moving to effing Mars. Just carry the bags. They are worse things to fight about and bigger issues to die on.
Yeah.
Good job, boys.
That was decent. Hold on a second.
These boys aren't letting me down.
You're 100% in the right. You have sole ownership of the moral high ground. Is that better than enjoying your weekend getaway? You could have carried the luggage and you'd be enjoying Bangfest 25, but now you're waging a cold war over a minor annoyance.
Literally, there are more important things, bud.
Bangor 2025.
No, like, actually, let's get real.
You're waging a cold war over a minor annoyance. That's...
How long do you think it took that guy to come up with that comment? He's like, bam. Bangor right now.
Dude, some people are so cold-blooded. Some people are so good.
Yes.
So fast.
Yes. This is from Free Falling again. So many white knights in here perpetuating princess behavior, aka guys like me. Reason already flew out the door when she decided to pack irresponsibly. And now some people are saying she shouldn't be held accountable for her actions. And the man has to pick up after her because she's sulking. Giving in is how you make the rest of your life with her miserable for you.
Okay, bud. That is dramatic.
Low key.
I literally don't want to hear anything that comes out of your mouth.
I want the people to voice their opinions on this one because this really is like a little divisive. There is conversation to be had about like, but he did tell her not to do that. So like he has a valid point to being a little bit annoyed that she doesn't care that he has to pick it up for her. But it's like, if he would just do it, You don't ruin Bangfest 25.
Exactly.
Like you just move the suitcase for it because it's really not that big of a deal. And that's the way I look at it. Whether I'm like, if I'm like, oh my gosh, I loaded all of our camping gear again. I'm all mad about it. It's like, but who cares? Cause we're going camping and like, why am I going to be all bent out of shape about it? I'm going to forget about it 10 minutes down the road. That's just my take, but maybe there's some single dudes out there, probably 15 of them. That are gonna die on the hill of like, no, you stand your ground. She better freaking respect you.
And the fact that he's like, the rest of your life is just gonna be hell because you picked up her luggage for her. This is just it's a slippery slope, my guy.
It could be.
Oh, but what I was gonna say is there was more comments. I can't find every single good comment that I read on this post, but They talked about how sometimes women bring like the communal snacks. Sometimes women bring like you know, things that people share. Obviously, you're going to have, like, you have to bring all of Isla's stuff in our bag, like wipes and diapers for in case we get stranded in the desert for 6 months. Like, all that stuff has to go in your bag. So
every piece of underwear we've ever owned in our lives goes in that suitcase.
Yeah.
No, it's true. And, like, we have curling irons. We have makeup. We just have so much more stuff that we need on a day-to-day basis that it's, like, it's natural for it to be a little heavier.
Yeah, and if you're in your period, tampons and pads take up space. Yes.
Yeah, but not...
It's like diapers.
Not weight, though.
Think about weight.
Well,
shoes. Because we don't... I don't think any guy really cares about the bag being big. It's the fact that it's heavy. It's like... We don't want to, like, overexert ourselves always.
Well, this guy needs to work out more.
Yeah, use your legs, bro. Stop lifting with your back.
This is true off my chest. When asked if I'm enjoying an app, I always say no. I feel a bit bad about it as I work in software myself, but when an app asks, "Are you enjoying the app?" I always press no. I get on an app and I want to do my thing and I have no patience. On top of that, many of these surveys pop up in a way that is similar to pop-up ads. So about half the time, by the time I realized it was asking me a legitimate question, I've already hit no. Anyways, I get on the app to do my thing, not to be interrupted. I know it's a minor thing, but it's annoying. The apps I've answered honestly in the past with yes, they still keep asking me, stop. I don't remember what app it was, but I hit no and it didn't ask me any further questions. So now I always hit no in hopes that more apps will stop. I'm sure I'm messing with all sorts of fun metrics. I might actually love the app, but please stop interrupting me. Petty? Of course. But damn, no matter what I say, the questions never stop. So I always hit no now, just in case I can save a click or two. If you are an app developer or involved with these surveys, I'm sure your metrics might look a bit better if you first ask, will you take a survey? However, if you ask often enough, I will give your app a negative review and a lower rating because I just want it to be left alone. So please just let me use your app. Quit interrupting me. Otherwise, I guess continue seeing inaccurate results, which I guess are then accurate because I'm not enjoying it right then and there. You are interrupting me.
That's the story. Did that guy... How important does he think he is?
Right.
That, like, his not taking the survey is going to sway the metrics? Dog, nobody...
Margins.
Most people are not going to be like, oh, yeah, this is perfect. I was actually hoping to leave a 5-star review right now. I'm just going to express everything I love about Instagram or whatever. Like, oh, man. He's like, yeah, I'm glad he got that off his chest. That's...
I'm, like, actually shook that you know what this instantly reminded me of? Is Isaiah for some, you know, like, after the self-checkout at Walmart, yeah. And it's like, rate your experience, you know, like, whatever. He takes the time to do 1 star. Or just exit out of it completely. I'm like, it literally takes 1 click to get them a 5-star. It's the same amount, but he just, you love Walmart. You literally just want to go walk around Walmart all the time.
Are you this guy?
And pretty much. That's why he relates so much to this. And we're just so like, funny. What the fuck are you talking about? It's not funny at
it's
all.
Like, it's like,
no.
You're like, I enjoyed my experience, but you're going to get a 1.
This is my favorite. I'm like 6 hours a day on this app, but I'm too locked in to let you know that.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that someone posted that on True Off My Chest and not like Nerds Unlimited.
Nerds Unlimited. Well, just think about it. Like,
Nerds Unite.
Yes.
That's like the most, if you really think about it, that's so petty because it's like, it takes the same amount of time to press yes, like Marley said. It's either you, like, you can press yes or no.
And just, but then usually, but yes does take you to other questions.
No,
usually.
It just says, are you enjoying the app? Yes or no?
No, it's the next prompt 10 out of 10 times.
Oh, it'll take you to another thing?
You don't know because you've never hit yes in your whole life.
Because you're the guy that always hits no. And the 1 star instead of the 5 star. Oh.
That is hilarious. God. And it does. It says, are you enjoying this? Okay. hit yes and leave us a 5-star review or whatever. It's like, yeah.
Petty AF. This is, am I the asshole for proving that my nephew does not have food allergies?
What?
Dun, dun, dun. Say Think that. About that. Everyone is mad at me. And going to be honest, I say I don't understand why. I'm a 17F by my older sister's 22, nephew is 4. Around 2 weeks ago, my sister and nephew moved back in with my parents because she lost her apartment. I have no issue with that, but my sister claims that my nephew has all these different allergies. She claimed he was allergic to onions, garlic, bell pepper, and all spicy peppers, and a lot of other stuff. My sister has always been a notorious picky eater, and a lot of the things that she's claimed he was allergic to were things that she didn't like to eat. I didn't believe he had all these allergies, and it pissed me off that my mom started cooking differently and that the food hasn't been good since she came back home. Like, garlic? Like, no garlic? I wanted to prove she was lying. She went out Sunday to run some errands, and I left and left me with little dudes to watch. I thought it would be fun to make little pizzas for lunch. We made little pizzas with roast garlic, spinach, and bell pepper. Just like I thought, he ate them no problem and loved the food. I took pictures while we made the food. When all my family got around for dinner, I showed my mom what my nephew had and I did for lunch and told everyone he enjoyed his garlicky pizza. My sister got extremely mad and started yelling and screaming at me at the dinner table. She accused me of trying to poison her child. I told her that I was just proving what a liar she was and told her she was a shitty mom for not feeding her kid food she didn't like and telling people he's allergic so he can't try them. My mom ended up sending me to my room. I'm being punished.
17.
I'm being punished because I did something dangerous. But in reality, I know my sister was lying. I need to know if I'm an asshole for exposing her for this and just can't see it. Am I the asshole?
Oh.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
Dude, you are king of the hot take.
What if he was actually allergic? What would she have done?
But like, you can know. Like I feel like with some of my, I feel like with some of my siblings, I can tell when something's like, yeah, no way. You're just, no. Like, what if it's that scenario where it's like, dude, I know you're picky. I know you hate those foods your whole life.
Yeah.
Right.
And now your kid is allergic to the exact things you hate. Like, nah.
And they're pretty odd things to be allergic to. But, like, in the off chance that he was actually allergic to even just one of those things, like, what if garlic was, like, the only, like, actual real thing?
Yeah.
You know, like, what would she have done in that scenario? Like, he would have gone into anaphylactic shock. His throat would have closed. Like, she didn't know where an EpiPen was. Didn't, like, he could have died. Yeah. It could literally have killed him.
Yeah.
But he didn't, obviously.
Exactly.
But there's always that chance. So.
It could literally, you don't know, right? True. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to prove to them that I know better. She's 17. So yes. She is absolutely the little dumb asshole. Like,
yes.
Because you don't know. And that's a human. Like, it's just too risky. Like, if somebody tells me their kid has a food allergy, even if I know for a fact that they're lying, like I perceive it's a lie, I wouldn't be willing to take the risk because, like, yeah. What happens if they start going into shock and they can't breathe and you're like, cool. So EpiPen's like $2,000. I guess I could throw some Benadryl down its throat and see what happens. But, like, I don't know that... Is anyone in the whole world allergic to bell peppers? What? Like, they'd have to be allergic to, like, the soil, the chemicals in the soil that they grow in or something. I just feel like...
You could literally be allergic to anything.
I hate bell peppers. I don't like them.
I love them.
I'll avoid them like the plague.
I really haven't eaten them much.
Because why would you? They are gross. So she Googled it.
Bell pepper allergy.
It says, yes, it's possible to be allergic to bell peppers, though it's not common. A bell pepper allergy is an immune system overreaction to the proteins in the pepper.
Anaphylaxis is one of the byproducts.
They are often associated with the celery, birch, mugwort, spice syndrome. We all know that one.
The celery, birch, mugwort, spice syndrome.
The CBMSS.
Like, what's that gonna...
I just think you need to read...
I mean, dude, she's 17 and her life is sucking now because food sucks.
Dude.
I get that. That's terrible.
Imagine. So just for context, you're in Sholo. You're 17.
Okay.
Huddy.
Well, I knew Huddy was allergic.
Yeah, you did. You did. You knew. But, like, what if you can't trust your BS meter when you're a kid?
Right.
Like, you would never think in a million years that you'd be like, okay, dude, here's some eggs. Here's something that could destroy you. Like, I think it's possible that you guys are lying, so I'm just gonna test it out.
But, like,
yeah. Just have a little bit. I wanna see what happens.
I just think she knew for a fact that her sister was just BSing because she didn't want to eat those foods. Mm-hmm. Like, she just knew. Like, if you know.
But she doesn't know. You know, but you don't.
Was she there for the panel test?
But guess what?
What? She was right.
She was right. That's all that matters. That she was right.
BS meter.
I don't know that that's all that matters, because you don't just, like, that's just, like, no matter if you are right or not, like, that's so obviously petty, but, like, so, like, condescending to just, like, go behind your sister's back, feed her kid something that, like, take photos of it. Like, it's just, like, it's so not good.
They haven't passed. Think of
it this way.
Yes.
If the kid died, it could literally be, they could charge her for, like, premeditated murder.
Oh, for yeah. Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
That's crazy. That's
crazy.
Yeah. Like the.
But
she didn't. We know that.
But she was right.
But that, the older sibling was a liar.
That doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it right.
I'd be pissed.
But I think the older sister's pissed because she got caught. She isn't pissed because you could have killed my kid, because she knew that she wouldn't, because he's not allergic. She's like, she's pissed because now it's like, ugh, now I look like the biggest liar ever because I lied about my kid being alert. Like,
right.
But
that's why she's pissed. She's not pissed because of, like, you could have killed my kid. No, I wouldn't have. He's not allergic.
When you lie for so long, though, I think, like, in your head, you kind of make it out to be like, oh no, they are. So, like, I think she does feel the sense of, like, you could have killed him.
She would for sure feel that. Like, she would be so deep into her own lie that she'd be feeling those things.
Well, and, like, it sounds like she's a single mom, just lost her apartment. She's obviously not in a great space.
Yeah, so she shouldn't eat her bell pepper. I mean, yeah, it definitely would. It, matter of fact, it's just, like, what if, like, for me, like, just what if don't lie about being allergic to things or not being allergic.
Like, peas.
Yeah. Yeah. Who remembers that?
Who's allergic to peas?
That was, like, one of our first episodes.
But I just think, like,
the pea allergy.
Yeah. If you don't lie, things are good.
Both of them are a problem. Where's mom? This family needs therapy.
She's just like, go to your room.
Like,
you could have killed him.
Are people allergic to spinach?
I'm allergic as you could be to cooked spinach. I just don't like it.
I love spinach.
Oh.
I like spinach a lot.
I only like it raw. Spinach.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
What was that?
That is a rabbit.
Yeah, that was literally, that was like,
just, like, chomped up.
The mating call of Banicula.
Banicula.
What's that? You guys remember that book?
Joe?
The Vampire Bunny?
No. We're too young.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool.
You're old and washed up.
Cool. Hate you guys. I hate you guys.
Yeah.
That was a good story. Like, don't bother me with the app question. Not today, bitch.
Read. There's this comment. It's like, right. It's like a horrible combo of, I'm pissed mommy doesn't cook my dinner the way I like anymore. And I can't wait to rub my sister's face in how right I am. Not a single solitary thought given to the child's well-being.
Yes.
Facts.
That was really good.
That's, I was going to mention that, like, in the post, I kind of forgot, but she's like, my mom doesn't cook the way she used to. The meals she makes for me every night are not as good.
That's a picky eater now.
Yeah.
Live without some garlic cooking.
Yeah. She's like, why is there no flavor in the spaghetti? Like,
I hate this. I hate you, mom. Actually, what are you allergic to? I'm going to feed it to you.
Yeah, she's,
I'm going to kill you.
Killing everyone.
Just kill them all off.
That's what happens when the pasta doesn't hit.
Well, then you have to make your own.
But then she'll find out they're lying.
Then everybody's alive and is like, she tried to kill us.
Oh my gosh, we gotta end this episode.
I love it. I love them.
How we're just getting into the weeds. Let us know, you guys. Let us know on socials who you think. Obviously, none of us are going to fess up right now. So let us know who you think is the fake. Follow us on socials.
Yes.
We appreciate all the support. Whether you're a podcaster, a social media-er, a YouTuber, we appreciate you. So tune in next week. We'll let you know which one was the fake. Hope you have a great week. Don't ask if we want to rate your app.
Internet frenzies on 3, 1, 2, 3. Internet frenzy.
Not now. No pretending.